From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. At the end of this week, after 45 years at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, Chancellor Joel Anderson will retire. He recently sat down with KUAR's Michael Hiblin.
What did you start off doing here?
I was a full-time faculty member, taught political science, loved teaching American national government, loved teaching international relations. Those would have been my two favorite courses, as well as a number of others in the political science curriculum.
How did you come to become chancellor, and when was that?
I became chancellor in 2003, and it happened progressively. It was not anything I had ever planned, but I moved from being a full-time faculty member to serving in a new institute, a new center that was on campus at the time, the Center for Urban and Governmental Affairs, and I was the coordinator of that for our college. I did an interim stint as chair of political science a couple of times when Dr. Ledbetter was in the legislature. Then I moved to dean of the graduate school, and then provost, and then chancellor.
Talk to me about some of the changes you've seen in the years you've been here at UALR. I mean, obviously, I think computers and the way things are taught and the way young people access information now's got to be a key one.
Well, in terms of the institution, there are, I think, sort of two ways to get at that. One is to talk about changes in the institution, and one to talk about just changes in the higher ed environment that the institution operates in today. But, at the institution, there's been, first of all, just a huge expansion in physical facilities. The physical plant is much larger. We've gone from like 80 acres to, probably 225. And then the expansion in the numbers of programs has been dramatic. And perhaps most significantly, those have occurred in the graduate level. The student body certainly become much more diverse over those years, although LRU and UALR, even in the very early years, I think was always ahead of everyone else in the state in that respect. But the environment of higher education has also changed dramatically and is continuing to change. You mentioned technology a little bit earlier. Certainly that's one thing that has had a huge impact in one form or another. So that has been a huge intrusion, and one that has not been easy. It's been expensive. That's one of the challenges that universities have faced. But nonetheless, it's certainly been good in terms of moving us into 21st century civilization. And there are more demands on faculty these days to assure students succeed than was the case earlier. It's one of the interesting changes that faculty face. Faculty often saw themselves as pruning and eliminating and getting rid of those that were not necessarily college material, as it might have been said. And that was acceptable. That was widely viewed as appropriate. Nowadays, though, you find boards and legislators and taxpayers and others who are of the attitude that that's not right. That's not the way you ought to be doing business. You ought to be doing all you can to assure that every one of those students who shows up in that class is going to succeed. So the interconnectedness of campuses, the mobility of students, the moving of students from one campus to another, probably 70% of our students graduate with credits that they earned at another institution. And the role of the state, state's much more involved in regulating higher education than it was when I began. The importance of the federal government to student financial assistance, to research support, those have all become really major factors that were not present so much when I got into this business.
What are your biggest your proudest accomplishments during your time here?
That's a question that's almost like asking someone which of your children is your favorite child. I mean, when you've been here 45 years, you've been provost, you've been chancellor for 13 years and then provost for a long time before that. You know, you have your finger in lots of really wonderful developments at the institution. And I think the mistake that I don't want to make is to take too much credit for them. There are so many folks here on campus that have been the keys. They've had much bigger role in making good things happen at the institution than the chancellor has. But I'll just say for this particular interview, this particular audience, that certainly public radio would be very high on my list. That's something that came to the campus in a significant way when I was provost, and I've been close to it and been very proud of it ever since. And I don't think I could be any prouder of it. I think that ULR Public Radio has probably accomplished everything I could ever have hoped for if I go back, you know, 5, 10, 15, 25 years ago. It's a great asset to the community.
Well, we appreciate your pushing so strongly for the radio stations. Any regrets? Anything you didn't get to accomplish that maybe you wished you had during your time?
Oh, my goodness. There would be a long list of those, and I'm going to resist the temptation to leave a list in the drawer for the new chancellor that says, you know, here are the unfinished tasks that you need to undertake. There are always those. There are always things that you wish were further down the road than they are. There are things that you wish you could do over and do better. I think anyone that says at the end of a job that, well, I wouldn't change a thing, I think they are either lying to you or they have got an incredibly poor memory, because I can assure you that if you had the chance to have a do-over on lots of things, you would. There are a number of things you would definitely do differently, and you would be more successful at them.
And finally, just curious your thoughts. Your successor is apparently going to make, I understand, about twice as much in terms of pay?
Well, I've been well paid at the institution, and I'm glad to see that we have a new chancellor chosen. I am quite positive about him. I think he is a good choice. I'm quite optimistic that he will do a great job for the institution, and the institution is going to, you know, continue to move forward very well. I think it's always exciting when a new chancellor or a new president comes to a campus, and I think that will be the case with Dr. Rogerson. I think the campus will have, you know, new energy. There'll be, you know, new programs, new directions, new momentum, and all of that will be very good in continuing the development of a really fine university.
That's UALR Chancellor Joel Anderson, who will be retiring at the end of this month after, 42 years?
45.
45 years with the university. Sir, thank you for coming by, and thank you for your service.
Thanks.